News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
New figures from the CSO show that people who are over the age of 65, retired professionals and homeowners are the happiest people in Ireland. Dr. Ruth Melia is with the Department of Psychology at the University of Limerick. Morning, Ruth.
Morning. Thanks for having me. Hi.
It's not really that surprising. These people, they don't have the same financial worries as those who have maybe younger families. They don't have to worry about the mortgage. Or of course, they're delighted with themselves.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, these CSO figures are particularly useful, I think, because they point to key socioeconomic factors that impact on life satisfaction and mental health, and really sort of highlight the importance of these socioeconomic factors, how, I suppose, these decisions, economic and fiscal policy, sort of impact directly on the mental health of people in Ireland. As you said, the same is not true for all groups. Those who experience long-term illness, living in poverty, those who experience housing insecurity reported the lowest levels of life satisfaction. And I suppose confirm what, you know, from the research we know is that adversity is one of the most influential and detrimental risks to mental health. So these social determinants of health, as they're called, are those non-medical factors that have been found to have actually a pretty profound impact on a person's mental health. There was a WHO report on social determinants of mental health. And international researchers have kind of consistently seen that economic stability, economic education access and quality housing and living conditions, social relationships and community support and healthcare access and quality, all are very influential in terms of our mental health. And obviously then the inverse is true. So if people are living in poverty or unemployment, have housing insecurity, experience discrimination, etc., all of those things are correlated with poor mental health. I suppose just sort of point to the importance of actions taken to improve living conditions of people across the lifespan, and I suppose that those actions are proportionate to need. I suppose it's heartening to see that people over 65 year old experience these high levels of life satisfaction, but certainly, you know, we need to acknowledge the inequity and target those social determinants or those social inequalities, so that every group and other groups experience the same sort of life satisfaction.
It doesn't feel particularly right that some people are delighted with themselves and others are struggling. Dr. Ruth Melia of the University of Limerick, thanks so much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.